I missed that, guys. I was preparing for, you know, the job that we do. So what did I miss?
Well, the gate agent just got mad at the flight attendants and the pilot because we were doing our prepare, you know, takeoff while we were taking off.
Oh, was that me?
No.
Oh, that was you too?
Instead of pushing out from the gate, you know, when they push off from the gate and you're driving like it seems 10 hours to get to the tarmac. And during that time, they do the, you know, in case of emergency, the gate attendant, Tyler, said to us that we were just going over what we're going to talk about in the interview as the bumper music was playing. So imagine the plane taking off and the flight attendant saying, now this is what you need to do.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was saying it should have taken place earlier, but we were too busy talking about beverage carts
and
on soap
martinis. Yeah. And back in the day. Alrighty. Well, let's just get this back on course, shall we? Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 70 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
We're excited to have in studio part of our crew this morning, Sonia Young. She is the Assistant Vice President for Workforce and Economic Development, discussing the Catawba Regional Youth Apprenticeship Council and youth apprenticeship opportunities in our region. And, of course, this is through York Tech.
It is.
Awesome. It is. Well, it's so nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
So, Sonia, tell us a little bit about your job first and maybe what a day looks like.
Sure. So, our division, Workforce and Economic Development, we work with local employers in the area to help make sure that our programs that we're offering at York Tech meet what they need. But it also is to help them when they have employees who may need to upskill, or they're looking for new employees to come in. How do we help connect those dots?
Yes. Yes, we see this all the time.
Everybody needs people right now.
We talk about talent pool.
Right, right.
And a lot of times I know if you're looking at a job opportunity and you're thinking, do I qualify? You're looking at it as it is today.
Right.
Without thinking about how you can be prepared and that's kind of fluid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people have transferable skills that they don't necessarily think of, that
they don't assume.
You know, especially with youth. We were talking about youth a little earlier of if you can't see it, you don't know what's out there. So when we are working with young people and trying to help them see different careers that they may qualify for, entry-level positions, then we start talking to them about what projects did you do in school? Were you a part of marching band? Were you in leadership for marching band? Really? So now you've got some skills that you can bring to the table in this space, right?
They otherwise would not have thought about that as being a skill. They just said, well, that was just what you did
because that was
the job.
That's
an activity.
Right.
That's well said. What do you, when you encounter especially young people and they really don't have a direction right now in their life, which is fine. Some people find it much later in life, but they say, I don't know what I want to do. How do you get them to realize what skills they do have, like you mentioned, to be in a company, and then they usually flourish once they're in said company?
So often it starts really just with that conversation, right?
Yeah.
But then because we are working with local employers in the area and then trying to think through, well, where would this be a good fit? And exposing them to different opportunities that they have at those companies. A lot of our companies in the area will do open houses or allow student groups to tour, which I think is fantastic. That's a great way to get them introduced to what they do. Our youth apprenticeship initiative that we have right now is a key component of that as well, right? So this is giving these students an opportunity to, they're earning college credit while they're in high school, they're getting some work experience, they're being mentored by someone on the job, and they're earning a paycheck. So, you know, it's a win-win-win.
So is this just for high school, or can this be for those students that are attending college but are in our area like during the summer?
Sure. So there are youth and adult apprenticeships. So starting at age 16 until whenever.
Mm-hmm. And anybody?
Anybody.
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 They just need to reach out to you?
That's right. So the easiest way to get in touch with us is there's an email address for us. It's apprenticeship@yorktech.edu. It's pretty simple, right? and we can help them, you know, get started in that process. If it's a high school student, so we currently have some opportunities in healthcare, in automotive technician, and in manufacturing. So we have some companies in the area that are looking for those students that are 16 and up that want to, they're working part-time, but again, they're getting some college credential while they're doing their dual enrollment. It's great opportunity.
Great. That was my follow. That was my next question, probably follow up. What are the demands that you see right now where someone listening might not say, listen, a 4-year school is not going to be for me, 4 years of college, but I don't mind getting a 2-year, but also want to work. So those are three industries that are seeing the most need right now.
Absolutely. Okay. Manufacturing, I would say that's pretty broad, right? Everything from machining, industrial maintenance, welding is huge in our area right now. I was just meeting with an economic developer yesterday who mentioned that that is one of the top project areas that they're seeing interest is metalworking, things like that. So that's in our area here. So that's great. Healthcare continues to be a huge opportunity. I mean, the pandemic certainly has impacted that, right? But that's the healthcare arena is in the fastest growing jobs that are expected over the next 10 years, right? Both in salary and in demand, right? So you think about that, those are great opportunities.
Would that be mental health under that same umbrella?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Anything
awesome.
From physical therapy to, you know, working in a hospital, working in a doctor's office, you know, it's medical coding and billing.
Well, it's interesting because going through open house at a new school in Fort Mill, I saw where there was a designated room for vision therapy. And I just thought, well, wow, if you have a designated room for specific therapies, then obviously there's got to be somebody trained to be able to provide that service. And it was pretty exciting to see that.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Tony, how long have you been at York Tech and what attracted you to this line of work?
So I've been with York Tech for just over 11 years now. I started as an instructor and then moved over into this division. I have worked in some sort of training my whole career. Yeah. So it just was a natural fit for me. But I really, really like working with employers. I'm a problem solver. So I really like to just sit down with them and try to figure out how we might help them. And sometimes if we can't, then it's about making a referral to someone who can. I love working with our community groups that are here, United Way, Goodwill, SC Works, you know, just being able to help connect some of those folks that they serve. Maybe they just don't know about the opportunities that they have.
Well, maybe this is a problem that can need solving. We have promoted on this show in the last 4 or 5 months, numerous job fairs, And we follow up with some of these organizers and like 25, 50, maybe 100 people show up. And these companies have jobs and 100 people show up. Like there is continues to be a big disconnect and a big rift, I guess, between workers and companies. What's the disconnect? How do you connect them, I guess?
Right. Oh, that's a great question. And it certainly is something that we hear over and over. I think that pieces of that disconnect happen when, again, individuals don't know what type of opportunities are inside an organization. For example, we're working with a tire manufacturer, and people think dirty, you know, manufacturing, old style, but they have research and development opportunities. They have opportunities in their front office. They have, the lab. There's so many different pieces to that. So for us, again, it is about education. It's about helping when we get an opportunity, even with our own students at York Tech, going in and talking with them about these different opportunities and what's available.
You know, another thing I think sometimes is a missed opportunity is for potential applicants or people that want to work at a specific place. They forget that from the time they step into that door, they are making an impression.
That's right.
You know, you are making an impression with the first person that you see. And it's important that you remember that because in a company, people do talk, and a lot of times the decision maker is going to go straight to the person who first met the prospective candidate to get feedback.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, again, talking about the youth piece, when we have youth apprenticeships, one of the components is that they're required to have a mentor that's there. But that mentor is working with them much more on just how do you do the task at hand, mm-hmm. but it's how to work in a team environment, how to resolve conflicts if something comes up with, you know, on the job. You know, how do you appropriately respond to criticism or supervision? You know, so there's a lot of that that goes into there. I would absolutely agree with you that first impressions and helping individuals and sort of that starts with a resume too, some yeah. source or
well, all that's good and. You help them get on the team.
That's right.
So that
right.
they can put all those great skills to work.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Sonia Young is Assistant Vice President for Workforce and Economic Development out there at York Tech. What's the email address again that folks need to do if they especially want to get involved in the apprenticeship program?
Apprenticeship@yorktech.edu.
All right. Reach out to Sonia. She will get you hooked up and ready to earn that paycheck.